Hello, Bong.
Hello, Bing.
And a good evening from Detroit.
Comerica Park, home of the Detroit Tigers. That brings up something. You want to talk to me about something?
I got something on my chest.
What do you got on your chest?
I got something on my chest.
What is it? You got a stamp.
Well, I haven't dribbled on my chest or anything like that. I got some snake juice on my chest for you.
Okay. Well, yeah.
First of all, before we get to that.
Okay.
How about Jackson Browne?
I mean, to hear him, those songs again.
Yeah.
He is terrific. What a wonderful.
Now, you know, he hadn't been on Radio Margaritaville. There's some things we had to work out, but we're gonna get him on. He's coming back after April, but for those of you who didn't get to hear it, I suggest you go out and buy a Jackson Browne album right now.
I definitely suggest that.
And we were just talking before the show, but I think we're gonna work that out. So, but we got to Michigan was great, and I got to tell you, there was a satisfying, beautiful little moment because I'm talking to Jackson because you're of Jackson's age and my age.
Yeah, well, exactly. I go way back with Jackson just like we all do.
I know. And you played with him.
Yeah, well, I did.
But he went up. He said, I want to meet Mishka. He's so cool. So when I took Jackson over to meet Mishka, who is kind of my protege, and he was so thrilled.
All right.
We got a picture. So that was my moment. I didn't have anything bad to say, but I was just messing with you.
Oh, you were messing with me.
Yep.
I was ready to go to therapy if you needed it.
No, we were not going to go to therapy. Yeah. But... let's talk about, okay.
All right.
So the big news in the country is, so let's dispel, let's give the country our version of Detroit. Now everybody thinks Detroit filed bankruptcy.
It doesn't look like it to me.
Doesn't look like it to me either out there.
I mean, look at this crowd. Can you see the crowd?
Now, I got to tell you something. Detroit gets a bad rap because people don't, unless you're from here or been here for a while. This is a rock and roll town, always had been, and they love the party, and they're a hard-working...
Besides Motown, let's talk about all the rock and rollers that come in. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Yeah, Seger.
Bob Seger.
Yeah. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock's next generation.
But Detroit is one of my favorite places to play, and for the past 2 years, we're going to put over 40,000 people in the stadium tonight. That doesn't sound like a city that's on the brink of disaster.
No, I think it's probably
it sounds like
restructuring.
A renaissance.
A restructuring.
I have a plan for Detroit.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have a plan for the rebuilding of Detroit.
Well, what are we going to do? What are you going to do?
The first thing that I would do is I'd legalize pot and start urban farming.
You know something? The torrential rain... Last night, you know, I couldn't
tell us about this.
Well, we were here at Soundcheck.
Describe this to the...
Well, they were just blowing...
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be like NPR.
Okay.
You know how they do sound effects behind us?
Okay.
So I'd like you to describe Soundcheck as the rainstorm came in. I will do the sound effects like on NPR.
All right, here we are. We're doing bop, 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 bop. Knees in my heart. Bop,
yes.
Bop, 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 bop.
I got a question for you.
I say, what happened? I mean,
the rain came down.
The heavens
opened up, and you said,
"I said the cheese trees in Wisconsin are going to grow." But you know what it is? The blueberries and the pot and the UP are going to.
You could grow some
good.
We know
pot.
How good the soil is for blueberries in the Upper Peninsula.
Now, is this what you want to talk about? You want to talk about pot?
Well, I think I'm just talking about an economic recovery for the city of Detroit.
Okay.
I'm just giving a suggestion.
Okay, let's hear the suggestion.
I'd say urban agriculture for medical purposes would be a big step in the right direction.
You know, there's a lot of vacant lots on the way down from our hotel.
A lot of room here.
That would be a great thing to grow.
That's just Jimmy's kind of addition.
Yeah.
You know, and then. Detroit is a beach town. We're on the Great Lakes system.
What is the second, has the most coastline in the United States?
Michigan.
That's right.
Michigan.
Besides Florida's first.
Right.
Michigan's second.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, it is a beach town.
I start promoting Detroit as the beach town, which we've done for the past 2 years.
Oh, you bet it is.
And just to let the rest of the world who listens to us know that there's a reason that 40,000 people come out to see us here, probably one of the two biggest audiences we play in the entire world. is in Detroit, Michigan. I just want people to know that. So when they listen to the show tonight, whatever you can do to help, fine. But they grow it, I'll smoke it.
Oh, you will?
Yes.
You'll inhale.
And I'm, yes.
Okay, and you heard it on Radio Margaritaville. Jimmy inhales.
Well, I haven't before this show, but...
What's in that glass? That little red cup? Ah. Rattlesnake.
Snake juice.
Oh, snake juice, yeah.
Okay. That's good, but look at this credit.
Oh, no, really?
I walked out there. First of all, our crew did such a great job here because people don't... It poured down rain. We've been in 105-degree heat on stage for the last few days. The local crew and our crew, I have to thank, because nobody knows what it takes to put a show like this together. And then I got to walk around out front. You can hear all the way up to the top. People are in the mood. We got great weather. And Michigan Jackson Brown warmed them up. I'm ready to go get them.
Michigan sounded terrific.
Yes.
I came out for him, and Jackson, as always, sounded wonderful.
So just remember, people, we're in Detroit, Michigan.
Comerica Park.
Comerica Park, where 40,000 people paid good money to come see us.
I don't think Detroit has anything to worry about.
And anything I can do to help Detroit come back, I'm going to do.
Well, yeah, and you heard it here on Radio Margaritaville. And Jimmy says, grow pot and legalize it.
Legalize it, man.
Legalize it, man. That's what he said.
That's
Bobby G.
Bobby G. says legalize it.
Legalize it. Johnny Martini says legalize pot.
Yeah.
Others.
No, he says legalize vodka. No, but it's already legal. But I'm ready for this. I'm ready for them. And it's, but it goes back. I was thinking back to the Raven Gallery in Southfield, Michigan, about 20 people in the audience.
Oh, the Raven Gallery.
I don't ever forget those days. So I'm very appreciative of walking out there tonight to this.
It's a nice.
I'm ready to go get them.
A nice looking crowd.
And just as long as you just keep your shit together on stage, we'll be okay.
My shit. Okay.
No, 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 no.
Did you have any more of that pot?
No, 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 I have not. No, I just want to say it. No, it's a recreational medical thing.
No, I know, especially at our age.
Show, I am stressed out.
Yeah, I can tell.
I am so stressed out. No, but it's a scientific thing. I have a large amount of adrenaline and endomorphins in my system.
You need to calm down.
Calm down.
Calm Jimmy down.
Michigan calms me down.
I know. We have a dear friend that helps calm you down after the show.
Yes.
He has something for you, a little libation.
Yes. Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Yes. Last time I looked, we weren't in the insurance business. We're in the rock and roll business.
That's right. I think we are.
All right. So that's enough. We wish Detroit a bright future with great people here. And I've been reading the local papers here. It seems like people here are taking this as a challenge, and we know how they will react to the challenge. So good luck, Detroit. And I hope this is the best first day of the next year of this city.
That's great.
That's what I'm going to walk out there and say.
That's a great opening line.
Yes.
Oh, right. Thank you, Detroit.
Wait, is that a tear in your eye?
It is.
Oh, Bonks. Bonks tearing up. Where? Wait. Who's this over here? Your neighbor.
Wait a minute. It's Bob Glob.
It's the world famous Bob Glob.
Hey. Bob, how are you?
Welcome to Radio Margaritaville.
Are you going
to
call me when you get back to LA?
I'm going to call you for sure. We're going to go to Penmar by the Sea.
It's a wonderful nine-hole golf course.
It's right in front of the golf course.
Santa Monica Airport.
Before you two get too excited, let me explain to our listening. A million people listening to us.
Explain.
So I'm going to explain it. First of all, great set.
Oh,
it was.
Thanks.
It
was fun. Yeah. We had a
great
good time.
To see
thanks
you back
a lot.
There playing with Jackson.
It was great.
We've all worked together before.
Yeah.
And Bob and Mike, who knew each other in California days, didn't know they lived next to each other. It's like they discovered each other like somebody's twins separated when you went to Nashville.
Right.
That's right.
Chinese twins.
You know, I told him the last time I saw him, he was playing with Fogarty. And he said, well, that was 13 years ago.
14 years.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
But Bob Glob is one of the great bass players of all time.
He is.
He's scratching his watch.
Time to go.
Showtime. All right. So we'll see you guys in Alpine Valley again.
That's right.
Right. Can't wait. And then we may have to do a few more of these.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jackson Brown. Nishka, let's go get them.